This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, with the bushfires being all over the news and the hot topic of conversation, even young children are aware that something is wrong. We might try to protect our children from the distressing images on the news, but even kids who don't see or hear the news will have noticed that the sky is red, the air is smoky. So how do we talk to our kids about this, and what are some ways to reassure them? Colette Smart from Family Smart is our expert guest in the studio. Lovely to have you here today, Colette.
I love being in the studio with you, so it's really good to be here.
Now, everywhere you look, there are these images of raging fires. We're seeing pictures of houses burned to the ground, other quite scary and confronting images. Should we be trying to protect young kids from being exposed to this?
Look, I think very young children don't need to know all the details. Some people will say, oh, they don't protect their children from anything. But I think young children do not have the cognitive ability to process, or the life skills to process some of the events that are happening. They can't predict what could happen or might happen because of past experiences to draw on. So I think turning off the TV is my number one piece of advice. There's so much of it on already. Children will already have been exposed to it. They don't need ongoing over and over exposure to all the images that are out there, or
well, that's the thing with the 24-hour news now, is that it's constant, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. So I think they can know the basics, but they just need reassurance, lots of reassurance.
So what are some helpful ways that we can kind of talk to them about what's happening? You know, what sort of messages do they need to hear?
Well, I think we need to remember parents think it's just their little children who might experience fears. But even around 10 years old is the time when children, we see the most heightened fears coming out in children.
Is that right?
Because they are experiencing a period of autonomy. So they realize parents aren't all powerful and all knowing, and they're not superheroes that can protect them from everything. And so they realize that about their parents. And so
okay, so it's not just the very young that need protection. It's also as they're getting a little bit older and they're realizing, I guess, their own vulnerability.
Yeah. And their parents' vulnerability. And then they'll be exposed to it at school. So even though the TV might be off, there's conversations going on at school. Your teenagers as well will be exposed to all sorts of rumors and stories, and even they need reassurance. So I think it's important to get a very clear picture of what your child knows or what they think they know. Don't just jump to conclusions and start launching into all these explanations. Just find out what they know. And then because for children, the emotional stress comes from not being able to give meaning to what they're seeing, or understanding that there might be a way that they can be safe. For them, the fears are just heightened.
One of the things I found quite confronting was that when I was trying to explain it to my daughter, even though the fires are very far from where we live, is that they were south, west, north. They were kind of on all sides. And she was trying to ask me where they were. I was saying, well, there's some over there, and there's some over there, and there's some over there. And it sounded like we were completely surrounded by fire.
Yeah. And I suppose in some ways we are at the moment because of where all the fires are. But I think we've got to give children very concrete ways of processing. So for young children, you could give them a distance, saying, oh, you know, when we travel on holiday and it feels like a very far away, and sometimes you even watch a video in the car, that's kind of almost how far the fires are. Just to give them a rough idea, oh, it's not just two roads away. So for them, the distance makes them suddenly feel a bit safer. Even, I think, with children, allowing them to know that you've got a fire safety plan, be concrete. So some children will be okay knowing that you've got a plan. Other children will want to know the details of the plan. And so allow them to know that, well, you know, we've got our important belongings. This is what would happen if you were at home and it happened, or at school that it happened, so that they're much more reassured that nothing unexpected is going to happen. It's the unknown that scares them.
So it sounds like in our conversations, we need to be as concrete as possible, giving them very sort of clear guidelines about what would happen, or about where the fires are, or what sort of risks might be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And even as a mum, one of my children seems to be anxious about this whole issue with the fires. And it's important, even for me, not to dismiss it and think, well, how many times have I told you it's far away or whatever? Don't dismiss or downplay their fears as silly, because then they just internalize their anger their anxiety. And so what happens is, for these children, they need to feel that that they're in some sort of control with what's happening, but also equally don't allow them to over-talk about it, overstate it, dwell on it too much, because that can heighten the issue as well.
Yeah.
So kind of getting a balance with not downplaying it, but also letting it come out in healthy ways, but not too much.
But not dwelling on it. Yeah, because we've had that problem where my daughter's been quite anxious wanting before bed. She's wanting to talk about it. She's had some bad dreams. She's asking at bedtime, can I sleep with you? Will you stay with me? All this kind of thing. And so we've talked about it a bit, but then it's got to a point where I've said, I think we've talked about it enough, and now you just need to think about something
great.
Positive, focus on something nice, you know, look something that you're looking forward to, or, you know, trying to get her to, I guess, mentally think about. What sort of tactics do you recommend for that child who is, you know, particularly anxious, who is, you know, maybe having nightmares, showing other signs of anxiety like this case?
Things that can come out as anxiety.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.